Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is February 25th, 2016. The world is in turmoil. Most of us don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice tonight. If you need any help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. In an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Folks, you can always find updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address on our blog, which is very simply prophecyhour.com, prophecyhour.com. And remember, we are a national and international radio program because we are on satellite and we're simulcast live on the internet, so we are international. So please pray about supporting airtime because it is not free. And remember that if you go to our website at prophecyhour.com, you can find our email address, and you can also send a prayer request or a request for me to call you with that. If you send a prayer request and you want us to print it out and take it to the mission church and anoint it with oil and pray over it, we will do that. And if you include your physical mailing address, we'll put it in an envelope and mail it back to you. So that's another way that we can help you. Anyway, pray about it. Our program archives can be found at prophecyhour.com. It's over there on the right-hand side. You scroll down a little bit. It says End Time Radio Archives. That's the way to do it. Or you could actually go to branch.podomatic.com. You can look us up on iTunes. There's so many different ways to listen in. So share it. Anyway, there is also a link on prophecyhour.com that if you click on it, it says listen to radio programs, and you can click there, and it tells you all the different ways to listen to radio programs. But there's even some ways out there that I don't even know about, because things like Pog Pickle and these other strange places pick up our podcast and they rebroadcast it. So there are other ways out there to listen to our program. Anyway, on another note, I want to thank our listener base that is worldwide in places like Australia, Canada, Israel, South Africa, Mexico, Ireland, Turkey, the Ukraine, Russia, just to name a few. And of course, right here in the good old USA, in places such as Plano, Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, New York, New York, Detroit, Michigan, Denver, Colorado, North and South Carolina, and many, many other places. And of course, those folks that listen to us over in Wichita, Kansas, that was where our mission church is at, and our biggest group of listening base is at. And I say to you Wichita folks, pray about just stopping by and seeing what we do and see if we're worthy of your support, because what we do is in your city. So pray about it. And some of you folks that have dropped by off and on, I haven't seen you in a while, drop back by and say hi. You don't have to bring anything. Just stop by and say hi. Now a prayer, and we'll bring on tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I really pray for you tonight. Goes according to your will and not mine. And please give everyone out there ears and where to hear the truth. So please, Father, bless this program tonight in your son's mighty name, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen and amen. Well, tonight's guest is the head of the South Pacific Island Ministries in Australia. which we are on the air right now live with. He's the author of Hatred of the Jew, Why and When the Barrage Began, Genetically Modified Prophecies, Who Told You That You Were Naked, Showdown of the Gods, Where is the Body, and the book we will touch on tonight, Nineveh, a parody of present biblical clues to the rise and fall of America. Well, I know a lot of you folks out there are, you talk about it all the time and you ask. And so we're bringing this gentleman on so that he can talk about that and let's see what he has to say. Now, welcome Victor Schlatter. Are you there with me, Victor? And I bet I mispronounced your last name.
No problems. Yes, I'm here, Pastor Dan. And it's Schlatter, good old German pronunciation, but that's a long time ago. I wasn't born there. Anyway, Schlatter, Victor Schlatter, but just call me Vic, or if you're younger,
all right,
Uncle Vic is okay.
Okay, Victor, or Vic, that's fine. I'm really bad with last name. I usually muff it all the time, but, you know, that's part of live radio. Nothing is rehearsed or anything, and so the people get what we get, you know, just whatever happens, happens. And I don't know if you heard my train a minute ago, but it was there. It just wasn't as loud today. I don't know. Anyway, so tell the folks a little more about yourself, Victor.
Okay, speaking of hearing a train, you folk, lovely folks out there might hear a lawnmower. We're in the middle of the day here, half a day ahead of you, and down under and standing on my head and talking is a little bit hard, but I can do it. Anyway, I was originally, when I was young and foolish, I was a nuclear scientist with the Hanford Project in southeastern Washington. And I've been there for 7 years, doing quite well. I understand that the fellows at the top kind of had their eye on me and they were going to maybe send me on for some further insights. But I picked up a Christian magazine one day, and there's a tiny little ad. It said, "Professionals, do something with your life." And that turned on the lights for me. I was a nuclear scientist, 7 years tenure. And my wife, I knew, had long wanted to go somewhere where the name of Jesus had never been uttered. And I was kind of dragging my feet on that. I said, honey, we're going to further shores. I went back and studied with the Wycliffe Bible translators, and we were all, still are good friends with them. We didn't go out with them. We went out independently. Ended up in Papua New Guinea, one of the 830 tribes, and after 17 years, came out with a translation of the scriptures and a professional analysis of one of 830 languages. We never looked back. Today there are about 15,000 believers touched with that translation, and they're scattered over the southern islands, plus many, many, once they heard that Jerusalem was on this planet, I started taking trips, and they began to walk where Yeshua walked, and anyway, that's the background. And now I'm writing books, as Pastor Dan said, and we want to talk about
back up a minute. I want to ask you something.
Right.
So let me get this straight, brother. So we're talking to a man that really, and with his career going well, you walked away from your career to spread the word of Yeshua, right? That's what you're telling us?
Right, right. And I forgot to mention, in doing that, I took about a 90% pay cut from what I was getting. Never looked back, never hungry a day in my life. In fact, it's the other way around. It's that belly fat that's a little problem, but he takes care of you. You're doing his things, he takes care of you.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, exactly. There, and you know what? When I after I came out of the world, there were, I had opportunities to do several different things with my saved life. You know, because I was involved with some other ministries, and you know, the Father kept me up all night and told me to do what I'm doing, and I was so thankful to be obedient. And you know, I'm not. You know, I believe a pastor should be at least one of my positions should be the poorest guy on the block, which I usually am, because we put so much into taking care of the people, you know, and serving him. So, amen. I already love your spirit, and so now the people know where you're coming from. So, what brought you to, you know, writing about America, let alone comparing America with Nineveh?
I was born in America, and I've read the I haven't always done the right things, but I was reading the Bible when I was a young kid, and I know a lot of the prophets, what the Hebrew prophets have said, and I've always been interested in the future of America. And, well, just getting on to that, and we want to get to that book later about Nineveh, a parody of the present, but the subtitle in that is The Rise and Fall of America in that. But let me say this, that a lot of people wonder why America is not mentioned in the scriptures if she is so important right now and high-flying and also very prestigious, or at least she was a few years back, and things have slipped a little lately, I understand. But where's America in the scriptures? Especially the New Testament. Well, yeah. I've seen this years ago, that Revelation 17 and 18, where, oh great city, oh Babylon, city of power, in 1 hour your doom has come. And the Lord just spoke to me years ago already that this prophecy of a reincarnated Babylon is the prophecy of America's wealth and riches and prestige. There's nothing wrong with having a few bucks on hand. There's nothing wrong with being authority for other peoples, but there is wrong when these things come in place of the Almighty. And I see, let me just touch a couple verses here. The fall of Babylon in Revelation 18. After this I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority. And the earth was illuminated by his splendor. That's the angel. With a mighty voice he shouted, "Fallen, fallen, is Babylon the Great. She has become a home for demons and a haunt for every evil spirit and a haunt for every unclean and detestable bird." And I must say that there is so much symbolism, and you need the anointing of the Holy Spirit to see what when the symbolism is something in my own backyard. And so this is where I see about America, from Hollywood to Los Angeles to Wall Street. Not that certain aspects of wealth are not necessary. They are. But again, worshiping them is wrong, and I am afraid that there are too many, certainly not everybody, but too many in America that have been worshiping the wrong gods.
Yeah, amen. And I'll tell you what, let's go with this. I don't know about you, but the body of Messiah has been, you know, since the early 60s, started headed on a path of doing different things, you know, of actually to that money, God, in the sense that they got their 501(c), they became corporations instead of being a church headed by Messiah. They're now headed by the state, because that's the head of any 501(c) corporation. That's why they can't talk about politics. That's why they don't stand up against things. But they also started at the same time a doctrine of so many of the church, not as much as in the country churches and the other ones, but I'm talking about the major, big mainstream and these huge churches and the televangelists, that, well, just give me your money. And if you give me your money, you're going to receive a blessing, or you're even going to become millionaires. I heard that from one preacher. You know, you're going to be millionaires. Give me your money. Everything's going to be fine. You're going to fly out before it happens. And so people start getting spoon-fed this message, and it's a false gospel. What do you say?
Absolutely.
You agree?
Go ahead. I didn't want to cut you off there.
No, you wasn't. Yeah. I want your. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. And this is, name it and claim it. And this is not the gospel. So our going to Papua New Guinea, we lived for 30 years below the poverty line. But our biggest problem is that we had more than many of our neighbors around us. We walked their trails, we ate their food, we spoke their language, and we became one of them. And if anything made us feel bad, it was the fact that we had more than they did, but we're not in a position to bring them up to what we had, because it was shared with our little family. We left in 1990 with very, very little to start out in Australia. Before we knew it, the Almighty had given us a house free. And we didn't go to Papua New Guinea to preach, to get a house.
Right.
I built my own. I built three of them out of native materials for over the 17 years. But Abba doesn't forget us. And when we had a need, there it was. But it's all in motive, Pastor Dan, isn't it? It's
right.
All in motive. It's not always what you do, but why you do it. And
there you
if
go.
You're doing it to get a few bucks, that's a problem.
Well, amen. You know, look, when we got, just reflecting on the Ten Commandments, you know, when we go to the last commandment, thou shalt not covet, that puts things in place to understand that it's all about the heart. You know, because before you steal something, you covet it. Before you take somebody's wife, you covet it, and so on and so forth. But that shows that it's motivation, you know, that, and Yeshua pointed that out. It's motivation, and that's what you're saying. It's the motivation of the heart as to what it does. That's why it made the widow's mite so powerful, the motivation.
Yes.
Back to you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's move on. I want to get interest up in this book. My stuff is available on Amazon.com. It's available other places, but the simplest way when I'm talking to a group of people like you folks, Amazon.com is where my books are, and I guess I'm supposed to give this a little bit later, but I can give it to you right now. Our website to describe the books are www.spim.org.au. SPIM stands for South Pacific Island Ministries. That is Sammy Papa India Mike .spim.org.au. And my books are on there. And this one, Nineveh, A Parody of the Present, I won't get into it because I start talking too long, but how the Lord got me to write this book. And the Well, actually, I think it's in the opening pages of the book, is a miracle in itself. But anyway, A Parody of the Present, the book, let me tell you this quickly, is about the five superpowers during the tenure of the scriptures, from Genesis to Revelation. I didn't mention Egypt in here. That's one that wasn't, but Egypt was not the superpower for the whole world at any particular time, but there were five that were. Nineveh was. And Jonah had a whale of a time in getting the gospel out there. But what he did, after he did, he had a whale of a success. So pardon the puns, but that's the way I think and talk. But anyway, Nineveh, and there are references there about blood in the streets. It's a violent city. And then I don't have the notes here of how long it lasted, but after Nineveh, the next superpower of global authority was Babylon. And of course, that's the one we just mentioned, which is a parallel to the idolatry of America in these days. Babylon only lasted as a superpower for 96 years, I believe. Influence of the demonic influence has been a lot longer, but as far as the government, 96 years. Along came Persia. Those days they were a little bit nicer to Israel. In fact, King Cyrus had the assignment from the Almighty to reestablish the temple in Jerusalem after it was destroyed by Babylon, no less. And he was in charge from above to rebuilding Zerubbabel, rebuild it, but he was in charge of getting the job done. So the third one then was Persia, or now they call it Iran. That's a little bit different flavor these days. And then the next one was Greece, and Hellenism is still a mighty force all over the world. They weren't conquering people like other hegemonic superpowers were, but they were in the thought business to transform the thinking of people, and that's what they wanted to do. They ran into problems with Israel because they had their guidelines from a higher above, but that was the hassle with the Greeks of thinking process that is still in place.
Okay, today. Let me break in here. We've got about 35 seconds before break. Please give your website and we'll go to break and come back.
Okay, Pastor Dan, the website is spim.org.au. That's Sammy Papa India Mike. .org.au, and I just throw out the fifth one was Rome, and we'll see you later.
Okay, folks, wherever you're listening to this in radio archives, you check our website or whatever, there will be a direct link to his website, and you really should pick up this book. It's a great read. It has a lot of important information, and you'll love this man's writing style. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Dan will be right back.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin. You're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, please remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. of course, the homeless are poor, but we're talking about the poor that come from all over the city looking for different things that they need. You know, these people are working part-time. Some of them are working two or three part-time jobs, or they've got like 10 people in their house because they can't afford everything because of the economy. And so they come looking for it. They'll come over and eat food, or they'll come over looking for clothing, for first aid, and so on and so forth. I can't tell you what all we do for them because I have no set program or roster or whatever, mind you, of things that I do for them or things that I give them. We give them over-the-counter medications, blankets, Bibles, and then, of course, the gospel and many, many, many miracle prayers. We do all these things for those people, and you know what? We are a place that do it, you know, because we want to, because we do it because we're serving the Father. We serve people, and that way it allows us to serve the Father. We are a servant church. So why do so many people come for help? Well, that love, that is the first answer. Then they're treated as family. Second, beyond that, we give them relationships. And even if you go further, we have no set guidelines like programs. People just walk in the door and ask for what they need. And then if we have it, we fill the need. If we don't have it, we pray it in. This is why the agencies even tell their employees about the Father's Little Mission Church. You see, when guidelines stop them from helping, they send people to us. People who have millions of dollars in their budget send people to a place that really has no budget. We are the last hope for so many, and we are responsible folks to care one for another, as we are brothers keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. You can donate online or by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. And so, folks, now we're back talking with talking about a book called Nineveh, a parody of the President Biblical Clues to the Rise and Fall of America. Are you still there with me, Victor?
I am, Pastor Dan. Yes, I'll get on to Nineveh. I want to. I say things too slowly, or maybe I go into too much detail. But the five superpowers over biblical tenure: Nineveh, a very bloodthirsty place. Then there was Babylon, which was very demonic. Thirdly, there was Persia, which in those days was a little bit more friendly to Israel, and then Greece, that are mind benders, and Rome. I want to get on to Rome a bit because that gets in right straight into theology in America.
Okay.
Rome was a very, very hegemonic place, a very brutal place. They had always ruled with their strong armies, and they conquered the world. But then along came, I'm just going to go jumping quickly here, along comes Constantine. And Rome was very hard on anybody that had a god that was higher than Caesar. And that
right.
means the Christians and the Jews. And so this was a problem. Constantine saw an opportunity here. He put the church into his back pocket, and that means the Jews were left to cop all the trouble alone. But anyway, away she went with the Roman system for quite a while, they pulled a few boners here and there, and it wasn't always happy days for the church. But then along comes Martin Luther, straighten a few things out, and along comes John Calvin. But one thing these two fellas never did fix was Gentile attitudes toward the Jews. And there was anti-Semitism oozing through the pores of Gentile living and thinking, and it's still today. Some people, some churches say they replaced Israel. They didn't. And they were just given a green light to come in the door. And
let me ask you a question here. Now, this
yeah.
is important. You brought up something and got us right into a problem that the church has right now, and we're seeing this, and even when they don't say that they replaced Israel, but by the way, their theology thinks they still are in replacement theology, and they don't even realize it. And I believe that that's where it started. Is that what we're talking about?
Exactly. Exactly. And even the term Old Testament, New Testament. New Testament is recorded in the scripture, in the Hebrew scriptures, but the Old Testament, there's nothing old about it. It's still living today, and though with an anointing of the Spirit, one might see much more than where you thought it was an old. I like to say Hebrew scriptures. The Hebrew prophets, the Hebrew scriptures, that's what's called the Old Testament. If I slip once in a while and say Old Testament, God will forgive me. But the fact is, this is still in play. But let me say about it's in our teaching institutions, and often through theological schools, this is only some of them, but you get the idea that the Jews have to come around to kowtow to the church one of these days. No, no, no. We wake up, and it's not that the church goes legalistic, but we've got to see our place. There's the olive tree. And here I want you to, everybody out there, to get this verse. Romans 11:25, blindness in part has come to Israel until the day of the Gentiles is fulfilled. And that's some, all kinds of, well, people don't exactly know what is meant by that one. But we are looking for, and I believe we're right in the middle of this now, where there is more hatred of the Jew today than there was in Hitler's time. And BDS in the universities, and just bad mouthing through the major news media. But God has a plan for the Jews, warts and all. I don't say the Jews are doing all the right things. I don't say the Jews are, you know, they're not just front and center stage. God is, but it's a family He chose. Anyway, that's one thing I want to add about that, Pastor Dan.
Okay, let me add this to that. Absolutely. We're seeing, but the word said that we would see that turn against the Jews. You know, when the Father brought them back, He didn't say that when He brought them back to be a country, He was going to save them first. He said He was going to bring them back because of Him.
That's right.
And then He'll save them at the return. So, they do some things that are bad, but nothing like the media portrays. But the word talks about how they would be treated by the world. And so that brings us into this time of the end, this place that we're at right now. Do you agree or disagree?
Absolutely, I agree. And, well, I've written about some of these things in my books. Getting back to them, won't have time to tell about all these things. On my website, which I gave to you, www.spin.org.au, under books, there's a little bit of a coaching what each one of these means. And but let's get back to Nineveh right now.
Okay.
Get back to Rome. After the Reformation, the one thing, as I mentioned, I just repeat it. One thing I mentioned that anti-Semitism was never cleared up. And this comes to a lot through the teaching. But this is not everybody. But it is an opportunity and an open door to get into anti-Semitism. And that is where we get to America. A lot of support for Israel comes from the Bible Belt in America. But there is a lot that doesn't come, but what is happening in America, Billy Graham said over 50 years ago or about 50 years ago, if God doesn't punish America soon, He's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. And America has a lot of idols. Israel, after about 40 years, went back to the Baals. And today we have a different interpretation of the Baals. There's pleasure, treasure, and prestige. Let's call it that way. Pleasure, treasure, and prestige. There's Hollywood, there's Wall Street, and there's just the honor of being the first in anything. And so that is what is plaguing the Neo-Babylon today. And a lot of this is symbolism. And when you read the Revelation 17 and 18, it's symbolism. And it sounds very nasty. We don't like that associated with us. But maybe we get into the symbolism and it's even worse, of pleasure, treasure, and prestige. That's in 2 John, verse 16, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And this is something that comes on us, and we don't really see how bad we are in the eyes of the Creator. We are created to serve Him, as the family of Abraham was created to serve Him, and the sooner we see that, the better.
Amen. I've never heard pleasure, treasure, and prestige. I'm going to use that from now on, brother. Absolutely.
You know why you didn't? The Lord just gave that to me about an hour ago.
Really? Well, amen. It sure hit me at pleasure, treasure, and prestige, and that's, you hit the nail on the head. You know, pleasure, that's what's wrong, one of the biggest problems in America. Everybody's running around, either they're trying to have too much entertainment, they're all about me, pleasing themselves, pleasure. And then treasure, they're out, instead of helping others, they're more interested in what, even the church is, well, let's see how big we can build our building, you know. And that also falls right into prestige, because the more they acquire, the more prestige they have, and so on and so forth. So that really nailed it right on the head. Back to you.
Okay. Yes. Well, in that, you're going to have to read this book, Nineveh, A Parody of the Present, because there's so much there that I can't talk about in this short time that we have together. But the one thing is, America has been going down for a while, from the Clintons through George Bush, and then after George
Obama,
Bush.
Obama? Are you trying to say Obama? Yes. We have suffered the worst under Obama, and practically every newscaster in this country, if they're on the right side, whatever, will say so. So you will. There's nothing wrong with saying that the country is diminishing under Obama. Back to you.
I wasn't gonna say that, the O word, but let you guess. But anyway, that's what's happening today. I had a little sort of a little riddle worked out here. It was about who has changed the America the most, and it isn't Donald Trump, but. I hear some good things about him. He's a bit of a crazy clown, this sort of thing. But at the same time, just like America, God's got his hand on Donald Trump, I'll tell you that. And just like in Nebuchadnezzar, three times in the book of Jeremiah, he says, Nebuchadnezzar, my servant. He's cleaning house in the problems of Judah in that day.
Right.
And then the same thing with, this is in the book of Exodus and repeated in the book of Romans, I think it's Romans, that God spoke of Pharaoh, for this cause have I raised you up, and for better or worse, I believe Donald Trump has been raised up to wake a few people up. And so we won't make a judgment between him and the O word, but I see some house cleaning coming. But is it too late or not? This is the question. I don't know. But I see the closer we get to all of the perversions and the idolatries and the lust of the flesh, the pride of life that are coming, this is what's happening in America today. And what I have in my book Nineveh is that how long these five nations lasted and what they did before they fell down. And this I was going to say too, is this is very important. Why did the Almighty blow the whistle for the big flood? Has it happened again? And some of the Jewish sages have written this, that there has been perversion. There has been perversion and homosexuality, and there have been these things all along, even way back,
right,
where the Almighty blew the whistle, even way back. But when it happened was when the civil authorities, community leadership, they didn't have government in those days, but when the civil authorities began nodding their heads yes, and the community leadership, and maybe it was even community organizers to throw in a little barb there, when they began to say, this is all right, this is human, this is the way we live, then came the flood to take them all away. And we have that today. No problems here. We're just doing our thing. And that, I believe, is the final nail in the coffin of a society that turned its back on the Almighty, on His creation, and on His commandments. Unfortunately, there are the just and the unjust, but fortunately, those that are on the right side of the Father are going to be okay.
Yeah, amen. Absolutely. But it inevitably has to happen. I mean, you know, that's why the Word was, part of the reason the Word was given to us was so that we could look at the past and see where we were going to in the future. And that's where America has gone to. I mean, you know, Christianity is really obscene how, you know, Christianity in this country is so persecuted. You can't, you know, say prayers out in public and things like that. It's not as bad where I'm at, you know, in this more in the center of the United States. But on the coast, you know, and the coast call us flyover country, by the way. But on the coast, though, it's just so corrupt, and it's coming in, and it's surrounding us.
Absolutely.
And it's getting worse. It has to be judged. It has to be judged. And, you know, maybe we'll get a little more time with Donald Trump. I don't know. I don't know that it's too late or not. It could possibly be too late. Back to you.
It's not too late to make friends with the Father. So, I don't know. I had an interesting dream the other night.
I would love to hear it.
Walking. I have all kinds of crazy pickles and onions dreams, but this struck me. And I was walking, and I got to a place of respite. I don't know, it was a family. I didn't know who they were. They took me in, and they had a little rest on my walking. It was along a dirt road. And I said, I don't know what my destination was. Let's call it D, as in David. I was going to D, and I said, how far is D? And they said, 34 kilometers. Wait a minute. Whether it's kilometers in Australia or miles here, 34 numbers in the dream have significance, just like Pharaoh's dreams. It wasn't about skinny cows and grubby wheat. It was about 7 years. So I was half awake, and I said in my dream, Lord, what's that 34 about? And He said, it's either months or years. So I thought in my ignorance, insurance, I think I'll take months because it's coming quicker. I counted 34 months from when I had this dream, and it was Sukkot, the fall of the year, of
really?
The northern year, the fall, Sukkot, and in 2017 from when I had the dream.
Really?
I thought, wow. The next day I had a prayer meeting about an Israel prayer meeting that I hold here in Cairns. And I had an Israel prayer meeting, and the lady next to me says, hey, have you ever heard of Judah ben Samuel? Samuel ben Judah? Or, well, I got it wrong there. Anyway, I said, no, I didn't. And she just said, he said that the end of days is going to be in the fall of 2017. I didn't tell her my dream. She didn't know that. She just reinforced
really?
It. Well, you know the email I got the next morning? It wasn't
go
from
ahead.
A lady. It was from somebody else. It was about Judah ben Samuel and his three prophecies. One was the end of the Ottoman Empire. One was the return of Israel to Jerusalem, not to the land, but to Jerusalem, to the city. And
right.
The third one is 2017 at Sukkot. Three things lined up. So I don't know what, I'm not saying this. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm looking at a tenure of a couple years more that we have to clean house. That's it.
Yeah. Amen. Well, you know what? I really do believe that we're, look, one thing we definitely see when Obama came into office, that the Middle East uproar and all the realignment of the Middle East was brought on by him. I mean, we absolutely know that with the gun runnings that he sent in and the arming of ISIS and all these other things that we've talked about.
Absolutely.
He is the cause of that big realignment. No, Obama's not the Antichrist. He is an Antichrist, but he's not the Antichrist. But he has allowed the rearrangement of the Middle East to be in the positions they need to be in for the final times. Back to you. We've got about about 2 minutes.
Okay, I got to be quick here. Of course, he is a Muslim. I think this has been proven. It's on his ring. There is, I saw a photograph of him just recently with this one finger. He was talking to a bunch of other Muslim celebrities or whatever they were,
right.
And he was holding up the one finger to them, which indicates there is no God but Allah. That's on his
right.
ring in Arabic. And I wrote about, long before anything else, I wrote in on my website, by the way, the website is not the most organized you've ever seen, but if you look up about the issue about Israel.
It's over there.
Yeah, well, there's one of the point there, there's one of the articles. It is it's about the Israel bulletins, Israel awareness
right.
bulletins, and that has from 2007 on into 2008 of what he was going to do, and he has done exactly, even if there were seemingly moderate Muslims, he was on the side of care of the
yeah.
of the others, the more radical Muslims, the Muslim Brotherhood, and those guys that are making all the problems. He is one of them. And what's going to happen inauguration day 2017, I do not know. But we're going to wait and see.
You better give your website because we got to go. You've got just a few
yeah,
seconds.
Yes.
So you need to give your
website. We're talking together. The website once more is SPIM, S-P-I-M, Sierra Papa, India Mike, spim.org.au. Look up my books there, what they're about. I apologize. I've got a problem because if you read one of my books, they're addictive. You might want the other five. I'll see
yeah,
you later.
I agree. You love it. You've got a great style. You need to read them all. I can't wait to read the rest of them. But, brother, we'll do this again, and I'll be in touch with you. But in the meantime, I'm going to have to say goodbye. Goodbye and be blessed, and I will make sure everybody gets the link to your site. All right. Goodbye.
Right. I can even speak in Southern. God bless you all.
Okay. Well, God bless you all, too. Bye-bye and shalom to you, brother. All right. Folks, we will have, that'll be up on the website. A lot of you people, when I'm talking right now, you'll think, well, you're listening, you're already listening to the archives. So look wherever the archives are at. The link will be there for his program. And so, folks, we really do need you to pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church and support Radio Airtime. If you'd like to be a sponsor, maybe with a minute commercial or something, get a hold of me. Pray about being a sponsor. We need that for this radio program. But you must remember, there is only one God. He is your Father. He's a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's like praying for Messiah's return. Lord our God, Father, King Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.